Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Faith in Action. Definitely glad to be with all of you today. And again, if you have not subscribed to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, I encourage you to do so. That way, you will not miss when we upload a new episode and any additional things we upload as well. And this is the first time we are recording from our new studio that we have been working on. So it sounds a little bit different in here and testing some things out in here and also with some new equipment that we bought. So pretty excited about that. And today, as we continue to talk about getting involved at your local church, one thing that I want to focus on, and I didn't want to focus too much time on it because I feel like there have been so many lessons that talk about this and so many things that just go into detail about this. So we're just going to touch on this really, really light, and that is getting involved in your local congregation through giving. And I'm talking about through financial giving. And many verses that we like to turn to, especially 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, but I want to focus a little bit on 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and 7. And I believe kind of sums up the attitude of giving. And though the context was in reference to Corinth's attitude towards giving and what their obligation was towards it, I do believe verses 6 and 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 really does a really good job of delving into the attitude that we as Christians should have when it comes to giving. And so 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7 reads, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." This is not to say that when you give of your funds that you're giving because you are wanting to get something in return. And you might think to yourself, well, if that's the case, then why does it say if you sow generously, you will reap generously? And this is not to say that you will not reap generously, but the reaping of giving generously is not always going to be receiving money in return. So when you sow or when you reap generously, you're going to reap numerous things that a lot of things to keep in mind is not always monetary. For instance, if you sow generously as far as giving generously, then what you might reap generously is, especially if you're giving to the church, you might see things that happen. You might see more souls come to Christ. You might see more improvements to the building, to the facility, something to help and improve the worship, projects that people in the congregation have been wanting to do, elders have been wanting to do, finally getting funded. And so there's just a lot of things to keep in mind when you think about sowing generously and reaping generously. It's not always in reference to reaping money. That's the thing that we think about. And that's unfortunately one of the biggest talking points of what we call the generosity gospel. That is not what it is called. Oh, I remember now, the prosperity gospel. I was about to say, it definitely is not the generosity gospel, even though those that teach and push that falsehood of narrative and doctrine, they are wanting you to give generously to them. But it is referencing what the prosperity gospel bases misunderstanding of not just this passage, but other scriptures as well, and thinking that if you sow generously, that you're going to reap generously, and they always push this whole, the more you give, the more God is going to bless you monetarily. And that is not the purpose of giving. The purpose of giving is to help further the work of the kingdom of God and allow people to hear the grace of God, the gospel of Christ, and understand what they are missing in their lives. And that is the thing that you have to keep in mind is so important. And because of that, that is the goal that you need to have in mind. And I say this because I know of congregations who have people, and I've even been in some, when you have certain individuals who give more than others, and the ones that give a bigger amount expect a bigger say. And that's a very dangerous prospect to keep in mind and to have in your mind, because you are essentially, what you are doing, you are taking the funds that you are giving and holding it hostage. You're holding those funds hostage against the leadership. And I have never seen it go to that extent in my own personal experience, but I have heard from other people who have been in situations when, especially if they have a preacher that preached something that really touched on something that they were doing in their lives, or they know of people close to them that are doing, and they do not want them to be condemned by what the scripture says, and they will say, you know what? You know those programs that you've been benefiting great from my contribution? Well, get rid of the preacher, or I'll take my contribution somewhere else. And there has been times in which the person with the money went out and the preacher ended up trying to find another job. And that's the danger of talking about using money as far as giving money, as far as using to get involved in the local church. Now, there are many people who are generous and give plenty, and they do not make those demands. And we are thankful for you for not doing that and not trying to take advantage of the situation and try to use things and leverage to use for your own gain. And you truly are looking out for the needs of the kingdom. And we are just so thankful for you for doing that. And we ask that you continue to do so. And the giving of funds does not always have to be necessarily into the and what we call the general fund, what's usually taken up on a Sunday. This is not to say that we don't give to that, but also be generous when it comes to when you have members who are in need. There are times in which a member may be able to help out more so than a church can, especially if a church's general fund is not that big. And so if you can help out a fellow brother or sister in Christ, then do so. Help them out. Help them get what they need to get done, and help them to get past the struggles that they are having, or at least temporarily get them through the struggles that they are having. So when it comes to finances and giving, again, this is a real touchy subject, and this is one that deserves way more than our 10, 15-minute episodes that we typically do. But I just want to give some real tips when it comes to giving and when it comes to wanting to use your funds to help your local congregation grow. One, pray before you make decisions about giving. Pray before you make decisions about giving. Especially if in reference to the giving that occurs every week, pray about it. And thus, if you're going to pray about it, plan it. Plan your contribution. And again, it's a touchy subject because giving and contributions is touched on so much that I get scared that it's going to be overkill. And I know there are some who focus so much on giving and contributions that it kind of pretty much turns off the congregation from wanting to hear this information. It kind of makes them go, you know what, I'm getting tired of hearing this. But pray about it, plan it, and three, pray that it is put to good use for the spreading of the kingdom. Because while it is easy to say the person who's giving can sometimes be the villain, I also know that there are times in which the congregation themselves can be the ones who are the villains, who are not spending the money wisely and correctly. And I can understand having that frustration and thinking, you know what? We just had a special contribution for X amount of dollars, but Project X is still not completed. You know, it's been years now. What happened to those funds? And I've heard stories like that. And so, yes, giving's a touchy subject. Contribution is one of those subjects. I almost created a new word there. Subjects and topics combined. Subjects. And I didn't even pronounce it right the second time. But in all seriousness, though, contribution is one of those subjects that can really go either way as far as how people feel about it, and can also be a topic that you're tired of hearing about, because I know, especially just according to, and depending on where you go, you might have heard multiple lessons on this. So this is not just another lesson to say, give, 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 give. This is just a lesson to say that giving can be an actual, and we're referencing giving of your finances, because there's other ways to give, and we're going to talk about that next week, and other ways that you can give to your local congregation. But giving financially, it is a great way to support the work of the church and ensure that the gospel is being spread and people are learning about the church and learning about the grace of God. You all have a good rest of your week, and you all take care of yourselves. God bless.